It is Jurgen Sommer Part 2, Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers. On this one to talk about, well, not just Jurgen Sommer, but the whole club, really, from the backroom staff right the way through to the idea of the transfer committee people who do all the stuff around Liverpool at the minute. And one of the parts of why this summer is interesting, Dan, is going back to when, and it feels so long ago now, like lots of the season that we've just lived through does, when it was mooted, the idea of Michael Edwards moving on and being replaced, or confirmed more accurately than mooted, and being replaced by Julian Ward, a lot of the language around it was that there was the next phase of all of this to do, and they wanted someone to lead on it and to have ownership of it. Hmm. We're recording this on the day we expect Nunes to be confirmed as a Liverpool player. Diaz obviously gets confirmed as a Liverpool player back in January, and Ward's meant to have been integral to that aspect. It very much vindicates, you know, at times you can sort of wonder whether or not there's a certain bit of language used, and is it accurate or isn't it accurate? But all of this very much vindicates the idea that, you know, Liverpool are moving into the next phase of this Klopp question in terms of the outs, but also in terms of the ins.
Yeah, I mean, just to clarify, I can categorically say I don't think Darwin Nunes is a crab, especially now that we've signed him. But, you know, for everyone asking me on Twitter, it was purely for a transfer committee game purposes. Because I've
got a T-shirt already, mate. It's your face.
Obviously, he listens to all of our gear already. So if he's not doing a crab celebration in his first goal for us, then I'll be disappointed. So yeah, just to answer your question, look, I think that I think it's very interesting in terms of how they've planned and strategized for ins. I think we've seen enough competence now to say that they will probably have an exit strategy for every player they buy, and that would be in an ideal world and an ideal time frame. But I would imagine that they will know the sort of shelf life they'd want out of that player. They'd know the trajectory, and they'd have a good guess in terms of how that player would respond to being in an environment like Liverpool. So I think on out, it's a little bit easier. I think when it comes to ins, and the thing that actually worried me about this summer was whether or not Mane had been sprung on them to some degree, you know, whether there was some mood music around him maybe signing a deal. And then when that doesn't come to the fore, the concept that, well, they're left scratching and this wasn't really the sort of summer that they wanted to make this move, having just got Diaz. That doesn't seem to be the case. I think we can honestly say that. And I think, you know, I think for Ward, it will be a really, really vital experience going forward. I think about his sort of development.